Reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to another edition of PDGA Radio, delayed by a couple days by some website issues on PDGA.com. But luckily, that means good things for you, as I can now get you some USDGC updates from the first round on Wednesday. We'll also run down the big winners from this past weekend's tournament action from across the disc golf world, tell you this week's disc golf news, along with the newest winner of the MicroTel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award, and a preview of the week ahead. Also, a conversation I had with the owner of Parked Disc Golf Apparel. All as PDGA Radio continues to make sure you are kept up to date with everything in and around the sport of disc golf, thanks to the PDGA with the 2008 Worlds DVD at PDGAstore.com, the International Disc Golf Center, Discraft, the world leader in disc sports, and Innova Champion Discs.
You're listening to PDGAradio.com.
Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion. Celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. Well, PDGA Radio returns here, and well, looking at the schedule, it seems most of the top players took the last weekend off to travel and prepare for the USDGC title in South Carolina. We'll have more on that prestigious event coming up, but first let's run down who was playing and picked up wins across the tournament world. First in Colorado, it's the only A-tier on the schedule, and it's the Amateur Championships. And Lakewood, Colorado's Alex Johnson gets the win. Josh Childs and Adam Johnson got wins in Georgia. Rusty Ortman wins in Ohio. And Tata Alexander gets the win in Tennessee. Now on to Winthrop University in Rock Hill, South Carolina, for the latest PDGA major event to be held. It's the 10th annual United States Disc Golf Championship, more commonly simply known as the USDGC. There it looks like 188 players who had earned their invitations played for the honorable title that Ken Climo earned last year. They all played their first round Wednesday, and it brought four players in tied for the lead, using 60 throws to complete the round. Those players were Matt Oram, Brad Schick, Nico LoCastro, and Sweden's Robert Busazi. One throw behind them was another group of four with Nate Doss, Paul McBeth, Barry Schultz, and Johnny McRae. And then two throws off the lead group is a threesome of Kim Scott Wood, Manabu Kajiyama, and the defending champion Ken Climo. The players have one more round each day until the finals on Saturday afternoon. Also Saturday will be the finals in the distance contest, where Garrett Gerthy, Avery Jenkins, UC Maresma, and Robbie Bratton have qualified to compete for the U.S. distance title. Also, the Rockstar Energy Par 3 shootout for the non-players is Saturday. Their teams of players can attempt to claim the cash bounty by getting a birdie 2 on each of the 18 holes of their other course for a final score of 36. More details along with live scoring and near constant updates on the USDGC can be found from PDGA.com and USDGC.com. The year-end award winner for the MicroTel Disc Golfer of Distinction will also be named this weekend at the USDGC. Details on the most recent winner is coming up next, along with the rest of your disc golf news, right here on PDGA Radio, sponsored in part by Discraft.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
Well, many of you may have noticed the PDGA.com website was down from Sunday through early Wednesday morning, thereby also the cause for this week's program being completed slightly later than usual. And if you're interested, it was posted by Theo Pazzi on the PDGA discussion board Tuesday night that the cause was that in addition to security breaches, there were hardware issues which caused the emergency transfer of the PDGA site to a new server. Not necessarily everything within the PDGA site is currently 100% functional, and he also said that it will further delay the launch of the new version of PDGA.com. Although the new time frame and other details about the apparent server crash and possible security breach were unavailable when this edition of PDGA Radio was produced. Elsewhere in this week's disc golf news, Steve Tilseth, a Burnsville, Minnesota man, was recognized recently in the Burnsville Sun-Courant newspaper for his work in remodeling the Red Oak Park disc golf course in his home city. He's making it more player-friendly while also easier for the city's park department to mow and maintain. And now the final winner for the Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award. The most recent recipient has never played an actual round of disc golf, but has yet managed to become a well-known and popular volunteer in tournaments along the East Coast, operating out of his hometown of Salisbury, Maryland, where he works in the mobility service industry as a guide. This Microtel Award winner, who is known as Bear, has been instrumental in getting the EDGE program into four schools in his hometown, and has performed at several disc golf demonstrations at schools and universities. Bear is likely best known, though, for being an expert swimmer and diver. Therefore, he's a great spotter on holes with water hazards, recovering more than 270 discs during just four major tournaments this past summer. And this year in total, he's found discs with a retail value of more than $6,000. And best of all, he doesn't even need a thank you for all his hard work in disc retrieving. Maybe just a pat on the head and a smile. For after all, if you haven't figured it out yet, the reason Bear does all of this yet has never actually played a round of disc golf or even thrown a disc is because Bear is a Labrador Retriever. And for all of his ongoing contributions to the sport of disc golf, Bear, the disc diving dog, is a Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award winner. For more information, visit PDGA.com and click on the Microtel logo on the left side of the main page. Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course, the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels. PDGA Radio being joined now by Dan Jacobs. He is the owner and founder of Parked Disc Golf Apparel. You come from St. Cloud, Minnesota. Quickly tell us how the company got started and where it's gone since you began.
Well, we started about a year ago, and it was just kind of an idea a few years back that we had, and we kind of just had to get our ducks in a row, essentially, and got things going. And so it's been about 15, 16 months we've been rolling with it and traveling all over the United States, and really it's going well.
And part of that is you're really getting behind some players, you're giving them some sponsorships, and you're really promoting that aspect of it. Tell us about who your players are and what they do for you.
Well, we've got a group of, I think it's around 7 or 8 guys here. Right at the top of my head, we have Steve Rico, Paul McBeth, Josh Anton, Kale LaVisca, Mike Garrett, Jake Slack, and Tim Schrader. So a lot of guys from the West Coast and the Midwest area, so...
Now, how did you reach out to those guys from California?
It was kind of just stumbled upon it. I was out in California for a trip, and just so happened to play Sylmar, California, which is where Steve Rico is from. Played his home course, got to hang out with him, and it kind of just snowballed from there. As far as the other guys, Josh is obviously a good friend with Steve, and Paul is just somebody we've been keeping kind of close radar on over the last year and just watching him progress. And obviously, you know, with how young he is, he's an amazing player, so...
Now, for all the players out there who are looking to get sponsored by a company, quickly tell us what the players do for you to help out your company.
You know, with us being strictly a clothing company, you know, we ask that, obviously, we support them in a lot of ways, but obviously we want to see them represent the gear. You know, we try to take care of our players and support them as much as we can with advertising, because we want to, you know, help promote these guys and get them as big as they can in the sport. So,
I don't know. Tell us what kind of line you have. It's pretty much all apparel, but tell us about it and where we can find it.
You can visit us at www.itspark.com. We have a full line. We're constantly adding to our website. We've got around 48 styles of hats. We've got beanies. We've got hooded sweatshirts. We've got T-shirts. We've got polyester T-shirts. We've got the Under Armour material, polyester. We've got, you know, some of the accessories like chairs and bumper stickers and patches and what have you. And we're constantly adding, constantly designing new designs based on our trademark logo. But, you know, just always trying to keep things fresh.
And you're always going to different tournaments. You got a busy summer. I see you all over the place. Where are you headed to these next couple of weeks?
You know, it's going to be kind of a little bit low-key here. I think we're gonna be out at the USDGCs, I believe. We're going to be in Minneapolis here. We're going to be heading out to the Montana State Championships. And, you know, it's kind of progressively getting a little slower. It's still keeping steady, though, obviously, with tournament travel. We've been out to California 3 times already this year, and down at the Memorial and down at over at World. So we scope out our tournaments, you know, ahead of time, and next year it's going to be even probably more, and we're, you know, going to hit as many tournaments as we can.
Right on. It's Dan Jacobs from Parked Disc Golf Apparel. He's online at itsparked.com.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and 2 championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Well, hey, make sure to sign up for the PDGA Radio Podcast if you have not already done so. Then you'll always have the latest edition automatically saved to your desktop, MP3 player, or music folder for your listening pleasure. More details on this great feature are available from PDGARadio.com. And whether you podcast the program or not, make sure you join PDGA Radio again next week for results from the 10th annual USDGC, along with the other events being held throughout the disc golf world, including the season finale in Anchorage, Alaska, the Can-Am Finals in St. Thomas, Ontario, and other international events in New Zealand and the Netherlands, along with all of the other disc golf tournaments taking place this weekend of October 4th and 5th in the year 2008. Until then, I'm PDGA number 29027, also known as Stephen James Kaczynski for PDGA Radio, reminding you that you can simply help support the economy by playing more disc golf. There's no better excuse. PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries, along with comments about the show or programming ideas, may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magic's Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.